Jason Waller here, True Underdog Podcast and YouTube channel. Listen, make sure you subscribe today. You can go to iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can go to our YouTube channel, True Underdog, or you can visit trueunderdog.com and subscribe to all of it.
Damn, 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 True Underdog. Damn, damn, unleash damn, the power within.
Jason Waller here, True Underdog Podcast. Underdogs, I've got a show for you today. We have got somebody special. She's the number one leading expert in social media. She's the thought leader for the new generation, motivational speaker, best-selling author. This lady is the bomb, diggity bomb. Give it up for Natasha Grano. How are you doing, Natasha?
Hi, what's up, Jason? One of my favorite people. I am so happy to be here today. I love your podcast, and it's such an honor to meet all of your audience today. So, hey, guys.
Well, listen, they're in for a treat because you've got a really unique and awesome story of how you've grown to the human being that you are now, serving others, empowering others, getting people to in journey in life that they want to find love, they want to find happiness, they want to do bigger and better things. So, before we get all into that, I want to start with your childhood, right? You used to be a gymnast?
I did. Wow, that's amazing you know that. Yeah, I was a gymnast growing up.
What was that like in the UK, being a gymnast?
So I would train all the time. I mean, that was a lot of where my dedication, my motivation, my determination came from, because I was training 3-5 times a week and I wanted to be the best. And so by the age of 13, I was competing for the South of England, which is like, you know, the South of the United States, a whole area. And I was known as being, you know, one of the youngest star gymnasts that we had around at the time. And I knew I had the ability to go all the way. Now, you see, I chose in this to make a decision that I'd come as far as I wanted to during my childhood, and that I would take a different route now so that I was able to go and be a girl, because I'd missed out on years of being a kid, being a girl. I was just training all the time. I was just like an athlete, you know, and I was focused on that so much. And I decided to take a step away, but I'm that kind of person. Like, you know, once I achieve something, I'm like, what's next?
It sounds like that work ethic really catapulted to give you the career and the lifestyle that you have now, because you're grinding and you're doing your thing. So fast forward, a lot of people that are listening to my show might not know who you are yet. And they should, because you've got millions of followers on every social media platform. I mean, you are the queen of Clubhouse. I mean, you're helping people do great things in life. Let's talk about what it was like when you became an adult and you got married the first time.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I didn't see it coming, what would happen to me. I thought everything was so fancy and wonderful, and I had this great life. You know, I'd earned all this money myself, and then I got married into more money, and I thought, great, fantastic, everything's been wonderful. Oh, this was the biggest thing that threw me off. That pedestal I put myself on, I didn't know how to safety jump off. I was stuck. And I think so many women out there today are listening and thinking, or men, like, how do I get off this pedestal that I put myself on? I have so much going on around me, but how do I safely climb off? How do I go to the next place? What is next? I'm so stuck. Maybe you're living in a self-made prison. I was living in a self-made prison. I was with somebody who clearly did not love me how I wanted, and I did not love him in that way. I didn't know at the time what love was, and I was very confused. But from that place, pain hit me. Now, when pain hits you, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual pain, when pain hits you, it is simply a sign to say, you're going in the wrong direction. And once you realize this and you say, I'm going in the wrong direction, I need to U-turn, you will change your life, because you are accepting the test from the universe. And I was getting it. I was getting it from my relationship failing. I was mentally completely broken. Then the divorce happened because I wasn't listening to the relationship. I wasn't listening to what was going on around me. So suddenly the divorce happened. I get thrown on the street. When I was thrown on the street, I had just given birth to a newborn baby. I was literally left with nothing, not a penny to my name. I lost all my money in my business. I lost everything. I'm now stranded, virtually homeless. So that was the next thing. You know, financially broke. Pain, it keeps on hitting you until you change. And I said, no, there's something going on here. I am just, it's me. I need to change. When you point at somebody, you say, you're the problem. Look at this. How many fingers are pointing back at you? Three. So they ain't the problem. We're the problem. And we have to change ourselves in order to take steps forwards in our life. And so I started applying this. So I'm now homeless, broke, broken, divorced, just given birth to a baby. And then an illness hits me. And when the illness hit me, I knew, oh no, something is really not right now. Like I need to just have it. I need to shift my whole world. But you know, without that pain that I went through in every area of my life, without being bedbound, homeless, broken, feeling like I have nothing more to give, without being in that place, I wouldn't be who I am today. Because through that adversity, I had to find tools, get myself a mentor, get into programs, start investing in myself with the little shackles that I could pull together. And I got a lot for free. You know, people were very generous in that moment and helped me, as I do for people now. And they reached out and I said, you know, what do I do? I'm completely like lost and broken and stuck. And I have this illness, so I can't move. I'm like, mentally, I've lost my spark. You see who I am now? I'm like a, you know, ball of spark and energy. Oh no, I did not have that. It was gone. It was so sad and depressing. And so when this happened, I had to find tools. And these tools would later go on to navigate me through what we know as life. And they were, you go on.
No, I was going to say, I want to know about the tools, but I want you to explain to the listeners, because I mean, you were just testifying. I mean, I loved it because so many people would quit. They would make excuses. They would point those fingers. You talked about pointing to yourself in other directions. You did not. I think a lot of it started from your childhood, that hard work ethic, where you were able to adapt and pivot and deal with these obstacles, and it made your skin that much thicker, your shoulders that much stronger to carry the load and change your life. I want you to explain to the listeners, what drove you every day to not quit before you got those tools? What was it? What inspired you? What fire came out to change that?
Oh my gosh. You know, I stood in front of the mirror this one day. I remember this so well. And I stood in front of the mirror when I was not well, and I was watching myself in the mirror and a motivational video in the background. It was Denzel Washington at the time, I think. And I was listening to him preach, preach, and preach. And I was just listening and absorbing and crying, and just everything was happening all at once. And I just thought, I'm letting it all out, and I'm not well at the time. And I remember saying, this is only temporary. And I was looking at myself saying, you are not a product of this anymore. This is only temporary. You are a product of what you believe. So change your belief system. And I was saying it to myself, and I was just preaching positivity over myself. And this led on to being a motivational speaker. And I said, I can't even believe this back then. Thinking about it, so I wrote in my diary at the time, I want to be a motivational speaker one day. I want to soon be a speaker on stages and guide people and help them to get out of their stuff that they're stuck in. And I want to help them know that they can change any day they want. They just got to be ready and know how. And I just started staring in the mirror, doing this over myself every single day. And I started to believe it. It takes 21 days to form a small habit, 66 days to form a larger one. And I would say this was a smaller one at the time, just being able to believe my own hype. And I don't like the quote, fake it till you make it. I have my own. It's called be it until you become it. And so instead of just thinking negativity, and I'll give you some science in a minute if you want to hear about this, but instead of feeding myself negativity, I would feed myself positivity. I would feed myself from a place of abundance, even though I wasn't abundant. Within 1 year of my healing, I went from zero broke to building my first 1,000,000 followers on social media and doing my first $1,000,000. I built myself so fast in 1 year. From then, the rest flowed. Once you get into alignment with what you want, and once you start doing things which genuinely serve others, the bigger problems you solve, I mean, you're a huge entrepreneur, you understand this, the bigger the problems you solve, the more success you're going to have. And therefore, the more money you're going to have, because money is a byproduct of success, right? But I decided, I want to help people, I want to serve. And when you start to manifest from a place of this for others, this is true manifestation. True manifestation is when you want something for the greater good of others. When you want to leave a legacy on this world that is going to serve others, because You are writing your own story. It is not his story. It is yours. And you want to leave a place better here than what you came into. And that is selfless living. Because it may not benefit you for that long, but it will benefit millions of people thereafter.
That's so inspiring. I don't think I've ever met anybody on my show yet that has as much energy as I do, or maybe even more, because you're excited about where you've been and how you overcame that. And you just want to share that with people. You talked about serving people. What are some of the tools that you had to develop to really get to that point, to go from zero to a million followers and then some, to go from zero dead broke to making your first $1 million and now serving and empowering people? What are some of the tools that the folks can hear to start making adjustments now?
So if you're listening right now and you're like, I'm going through something of my own, and maybe you relate to my story in some way, you're feeling stuck in your work, you don't know where to go, you want to make the jump, you're just not sure, you've got people holding you back, naysayers. I mean, there's a million things that could be going on in your life right now. And trust me, I've been through them all. Believe me, I believe that my tools that I used have been the catalyst for where I am now. And adversity had to happen to me so that I would be able to stand here and pull my mission out onto you guys, so that I'm on incredible podcasts like Jason's and have people like Grant Cardone, Tom Bilyeu, Jesse Itzler, and the most Lewis Howes, most incredible people on this planet, 105 A-list people have been on my show. And that didn't just happen overnight. I was just a normal girl. How did I get to that? I'll tell you how. I used a method called the MBS method, and that is meditational behavioral synchronicity. Meditational behavioral synchronicity, MBS. That's my own method. I didn't know the tools I was using at the time would later go on to be this method that served 1.5 million people. I didn't know that. I had no idea. But I knew something that I was working on at the time by getting myself that mentor. All these things that I was coming across would then help me in some way, and they did. Now, this method that I created is a combination of meditation and breathing exercises, neuroscience, anchoring, reframing of the subconscious mind in altered states of awareness. And when you go deeper, right now we're in beta, yeah? When we go deeper, we go to alpha, and then we go to theta, and then delta when we're asleep. This is where the mind does all the work, because it's the subconscious mind that you reprogram. And when you reprogram the subconscious mind in altered states of awareness, this is where the magic is. This is where you can plant the new seeds into your garden. Now, gradually, as you do the work on yourself, you'll be able to plant a seed and see the full tree before it even blooms. I have the ability of doing that because I'm so in touch with why I'm here. I'm so in touch with where I'm meant to be. So when you're planting these seeds into your garden, you want to be planting seeds of love, of joy, of compassion, inspiration, excitement. Things that make you feel good. And now you're like, but what does she mean? Well, you need to do the method to understand it. You need to go deeper, replant these seeds, erase the self-limiting belief, and then you are able to attract and do and have anything you want. There's a Napoleon Hill quote from his 1937 book, Think and Grow Rich. And he says, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. Now, when you look at this quote, it is exactly this. Everything started as a mere thought, every single thing around you. Now, my book is all about the law of attraction, my first book. And even in there, I don't even reveal some of the biggest secrets around this. That's why I host that room on a Sunday on Clubhouse, because that is all about helping people for free, completely for free. They can come in and listen about the real secrets, the stuff which we did after, which we applied. When you're in a flow, when you are feeling good, you can do anything. But when you're feeling depressed, you can't do anything. So you have to know which tools to apply as and when. And it happens all the time. You come across somebody in the street, you just want to hit them. They're so annoying. They've done something to you. I don't know. You're a guy. You feel anger, maybe. Maybe you're a woman. And this girl keeps bugging you. And something keeps irritating you. Somebody in your family. And you just want to block them. There are so many tools. So many tools to use. And the best one is my MBS method, because it teaches you to erase the main self-limiting belief that is blocking you from everything around you that you want to get through, that you want to see, and you want to be able to cope with better. Helps you take the reins back in life. It's an anxiety coping mechanism. It scientifically helps you increase lung capacity because of the breathing exercises. The science behind the method is phenomenal because it's integrated with breathing techniques and meditation and things with neuroscience, of course. So it's so wonderful. And I just wish for everyone to be able to learn a way that can heal them. And if my method happens to be that one, then God bless you, because that's beautiful. I want to hear more and more people who have healed themselves like I did.
So I'm a very high strung, high energy, kick the damn door down, kick some ass, ask questions later kind of guy. I need that. I need to be able to settle down sometimes, be able to breathe, have those moments to reset. I need meditation. I have a therapist and, you know, she's always like, I think everyone should have a therapist or have some kind of coach, but I don't feel I am ever like depressed on myself. Like me and me, we're good. I like me some me. I always joke around. I like me, but I get depressed, right? I get depressed or feel like an outsider sometimes, or loneliness sometimes, but it's because you grind all the time and you get in this. And you know, when you get a lot of wins or a lot of losses, either way, you become numb to that. You got to have a reset. So I definitely I want to learn from you as this goes on. I mean, and in the future where I could start using some of those tools, because I think listeners and viewers out there should know that all of us grind all the time. And if we don't take the time to really work on ourselves, our inner selves, like you just talked about, you can't continue to grow. That road ends up hitting head on. I mean, I go through it all the time.
Right, you've hit the nail on the head. When you get to a place, and by the way, the most successful individuals are always the ones who find themselves banging themselves in the head, you know, against a brick wall half the time, and they feel like people don't understand them. It's all about having these mechanisms to handle things. The biggest thing you could do to take away today, anyone who's listening, is just ask yourself, when something happens to you, right? Something happens in your life, pause and just say, what a pleasure. What a pleasure that this is happening in my life, that this bad scenario is happening to me. And you're thinking, what? First of all, without the lows, you don't know what the highs are. You don't appreciate the good times if you haven't actually felt the shit ones. If you haven't had a shit relationship, you don't know what a good one feels like. Then let me take it further. When you pause in that moment, you say, what a pleasure. Okay, this is happening to me. It's a crazy scenario, but it's happening to me. What a pleasure. Because you are meant to learn from it. You are meant to evolve from it. The only reason this stuff happens to you is to help your soul evolve. If you are living a base level of things on top here and you feel great and, you know, good but not good, that's because you are not living your soul's purpose. Whenever we feel down, lonely, sad, any of these negative lower frequency feelings, because we are not in alignment with our soul's purpose. And our soul's purpose is whatever that might be for you. We all have a gift inside of us, but we have a gift inside of us that is meant to serve others, whether that is to just be an amazing mother, an amazing wife, philanthropy, open a charity, a foundation, go and physically do the work in a country that needs it. There's so many different things, or to go on and create an amazing business conscientiously. But we're moving into a new time right now. We're moving into a time where, you know, look at the food all around. It's all changing. It's like suddenly all vegan, or it's like all super healthy. We have options because we're being educated in a different way. Meditation is like a second name now. It's everywhere around. And when I work with my clients who are super high strung, powerful individuals like you, and they are wonderful human beings, they just need to take 5 minutes to breathe. And I show them how to extend that 5 minutes into, check this out, not a human doing, a human being. They are no longer a human doing meditation, doing forgiveness. They are forgiveness. They are love. My God, they're so attractive when they're like that, a man or a woman. When she or he is resonating in a field of love, of feeling good, the stuff that comes into their life, they can't even believe they led their life like that before. But that's okay, because they needed to do that to evolve to the certain place they are now. And it's a blessing for some people if they find that so young, they're already on the right journey to change and find the reason we're here. And there is something bigger. And a lot of people, they'll say, oh, it's woo-woo, it's this. You can say whatever you want. But believe me, once you are in alignment, you don't have that shit happen anymore. Stuff just fades away, the bad things around you. you're suddenly just receiving good all the time and you feel good and everybody around you wants to be in your world and you're a magnet. You become magnetic to love, to health, to wealth, to happiness, everything, and no drama anymore. But you have to know who to cut out, how to cut things out, toxic relationships, lower frequency thoughts, feelings, and activities, such as if you're doing something in your day that doesn't feel right, that's a low frequency activity. If you are hanging out with a person, you do not leave them feeling elated and elevated. That is not a person you need in your life. You should always leave the other person feeling elevated. And that is what I always wish for everyone. I'm like, if you have an argument with somebody, don't argue. Always leave them feeling elevated. Always create a space for people where they will feel great. Because then they'll want to work for you. Then they'll want to be a part of your world. Then they'll work harder for you. Then they'll want to marry you. Then they'll want to raise your children, whatever it may be, whoever's, you know, got different scenarios right now. But you want to be magnetic as a human. And you want to leave a mark on this planet. Who do you want to be remembered as? It's the very first exercise I get my clients to do. Who do you want to be remembered as? And are you really that person? Because if you're not, we've got work to do.
Amen. That's deep, Natasha. That's deep. You're preaching, girl. I love it.
Yes.
So, you know, I never read a book, but I wrote a book. It comes out in July. And one of my chapters is create your own map. And that's what you're basically telling people to do, you know, to reset. And then they get to decide how they react, how they feel, how they handle things, what they're going to do about it. And you're right. I think when bad shit happens, when you feed it, it just gets worse. And I'm guilty of that sometimes, you know, if something bad happens, I'm like, and then I jump into it. Now I'm wasting time where I could be loving and living and doing great things, empowering and serving rather than jumping into the mud of the pits in that situation, whether it be work or personal, peers, friends, whatever it is. The listeners need to know that Natasha is living proof that everything was stripped from her. Out on the streets with a newborn, no money, was sick, had nothing going on, to rebuilding and helping millions of people. I mean, she comes out and does speaking engagements and has millions of people following her and listening, wanting these tools and wanting to better themselves. That's just such an amazing story, Natasha. What would you leave the listeners and viewers with to end this? And then how can they reach you?
So my final words would be, learn to harness your power and make it your superpower. Because once you learn to harness that, you can have, be, and do anything you want. All you've got to do is learn what your purpose is. That's the thing that makes you so happy. It's not an activity as such. It's something that you live by. It's your why. The thing you want to pour out onto the world, but you can't pour out onto the world unless you are full. So get yourself a mentor, whether it's me or someone else, get yourself a mentor. Enroll in programs. Invest in yourself. ABL, always be learning. Always be learning. When you read, you go into the headspace, into the mindset, into the thought process of the author. For the duration of that book, while you're reading it, you are in their thought process. You are learning from them. They are your mentor. It is a one-to-one session. I spend 3 hours a day studying, reading, or writing. Still, I'm never going to stop learning. And the day you stop learning, that's when you die. Your brain needs to be stimulated. So that's my words of wisdom. And in answer to your question, where you can find me, Instagram, Clubhouse, Natasha Guarano, everywhere. The same thing online and anywhere you put. Just put my name. DM me on Instagram if you want. Actually, if you DM me at the moment and you want to know more about any of my things, in fact, in my bio, there's a free program right now, Manifest Your Desires. And you can learn this MBS method for free. And you can do it all on your own. And then once you get it, once you've done it, once you like it, then you can come to my weekly meditation style classes. And that is where the magic's at.
Everybody loves magic. Clubhouse, you're the queen of Clubhouse right now. they can find you on Clubhouse and listen to some of these tools, right?
Absolutely. I host a room on Sundays and it's so cool. It's at 11 a.m. Eastern and we just go wild. The room is so powerful. We reach, I think on average, we've averaged 30,000 people, sometimes a little bit more, a little bit less. And we reach 30,000 people every time. It's the biggest room on Clubhouse every Sunday. We have VIP guests in there, like VIP. We love them. Wonderful people, other world-class speakers and authors. And we talk about the real secrets of the law of attraction. We talk about the stuff that is not in the books, the stuff which you want to learn, the stuff which is like, why is it not in the books? Because it's real life, because it's practicality, it's spirituality and practicality being married in one. It's so wonderful. The room is amazing. And you can come up on stage if you raise your hand and you have a question for us. But yeah, just reach out, get into my ecosystem, come and enjoy your life and learn to change because you want to. Learn to change an area of your life, commit to it because you want to, because this is the bridge, I guess, between the life you're living now and the life you want to live.
That's awesome. And you know what? It's day one. It's not one day for them. They need to come check you out now. And we appreciate that's a wrap here on True Underdog. Thank you, Natasha, for being a superstar and empowering others. Bam!
And that concludes another episode here on True Underdog. If you're interested in hearing more, make sure you subscribe at iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the YouTube channel. You can always visit trueunderdog.com, subscribe to all of them. Make sure you check out our newest episodes coming out on Mondays and Thursdays. True Underdog, baby.
Bam. True Underdog. Bam. Unleash the power.